Welcome to our exploration of one of the most dramatic stories in the Bible, King David's grievous sin with Bathsheba and the profound consequences that followed. This narrative not only exposes the complexity of a man described as a man after God's own heart, but also offers us valuable lessons about temptation, accountability, and divine justice. Join us as we delve into this pivotal moment in the life of King David. David, once a humble shepherd boy, rose to become the king of Israel, uniting the tribes and capturing Jerusalem. His reign brought peace and prosperity to Israel, securing his place as a revered leader. Under his rule, the Israelites saw victories in battle, expansion of their territory, and the establishment of Jerusalem as the political and spiritual center of the nation. Yet, with great power came great temptation, setting the stage for a moral fall that would forever alter his legacy. David's leadership was marked by a series of successful military campaigns and diplomatic victories that solidified his position as king. His establishment of Jerusalem as the capital city and the relocation of the Ark of the Covenant, there were significant religious and political moves that underscored his commitment to uniting the people under the worship of Yahweh. However, this period of success also brought about complacency and vulnerability to personal failings. It was a cool evening in Jerusalem when King David, walking on his palace roof, saw a beautiful woman bathing. This woman was Bathsheba, wife of Uriah the Hittite, one of David's loyal warriors. Overcome by desire, David inquired about her and, despite knowing she was married, summoned her to his palace. The encounter led to Bathsheba becoming pregnant. David, initially blinded by his lust, failed to foresee the consequences of his actions. This segment will explore David's initial temptation and the beginning of his downfall. David's position as king allowed him certain privileges, but his misuse of power in this instance led him down a path of moral compromise. Bathsheba, brought to the palace, likely had little choice in the matter, highlighting the power dynamics at play. David's decision to pursue her, knowing her marital status, was a clear violation of God's commandments and set the stage for further transgressions. The initial act of adultery was a grave sin, but it was David's subsequent actions to cover up the affair that compounded his guilt. Realizing the implications of his actions, David attempted to cover his sin. He called Uriah home from battle, hoping he would lie with his wife and believe the child to be his own. But Uriah, honorable and loyal, refused to enjoy personal comforts while his comrades were in battle. Desperate, David made a fateful decision. He sent Uriah back to the front lines with orders that ensured his death. This act of betrayal marked not just an adultery, but also a murder, deepening David's sin and complicating the situation further. Uriah's refusal to go home, even when David tried to manipulate the circumstances, highlights his integrity and loyalty to his fellow soldiers and to Israel. David's desperate measures to conceal his sin reflect a deepening moral crisis. By sending Uriah to his death, David not only betrayed a loyal servant, but also dishonored his own position as king and protector of his people. This calculated act of murder was a direct affront to God's laws and demonstrated the extent to which David had allowed sin to corrupt his judgment. The prophet Nathan, sent by God, confronted David with a parable that illustrated David's wrongdoing, leading David to pass judgment on himself unknowingly. Nathan's revelation, "You are the man," exposed David's actions, prompting deep remorse and repentance. David's eyes were opened to the gravity of his sin, and he expressed his sorrow and regret in a heartfelt plea to God for forgiveness. This section will delve into the confrontation, David's realization of his sin, and his subsequent penitence, as recorded in Psalm 51. Nathan's bold approach in confronting the king highlights the role of prophetic voices in calling out injustice and wrongdoing, no matter how powerful the individual may be. David's response to Nathan's parable and accusation was one of immediate remorse. Unlike many rulers who might have reacted defensively or sought to silence the prophet, David's heart was struck with conviction. His prayer in Psalm 51, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions," reflects the depth of his repentance. This psalm has become a timeless expression of penitence and the desire for restoration. Though God forgave David, the consequences of his actions rippled through his family and kingdom. The child born from his affair with Bathsheba died, and his household faced strife and rebellion from within, a direct fulfillment of Nathan's prophecy. We will discuss the lasting impacts of David's decisions, including the revolt led by his son Absalom, and the internal family conflicts that plagued his reign thereafter. This segment will emphasize the biblical theme that while forgiveness is available, the consequences of sin can be severe and long-lasting. David's grief over the loss of his child with Bathsheba was profound, but it was only the beginning of his troubles. His son Absalom's rebellion was a significant and painful consequence of his earlier sins. Absalom's uprising not only threatened David's reign, but also brought great sorrow and division within the royal family. David's own words in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 10, reveal the depth of his understanding of the consequences. "Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife." These words underscore the reality that actions have lasting repercussions. Despite the turmoil, David's relationship with God grew stronger. He composed many of the Psalms, expressing his deepest emotions, repentance, and faith. These Psalms provide a window into his soul, revealing a man who, despite his failures, earnestly sought after God's heart. David's journey of faith continued, showing us that even in the midst of our greatest failures, we can find redemption and renewal through a sincere relationship with God. This section will highlight the enduring faith of David and his continued devotion to God, despite the challenges he faced. David's ability to turn to God in his darkest moments is a testament to his profound faith. The Psalms he wrote, such as Psalm 23 and Psalm 103, continue to inspire believers today. Psalm 23, in particular, with its opening words, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," reflects David's deep trust in God's guidance and care. His expressions of praise, lament, and trust in God demonstrate a relationship built on honest communication and unwavering faith. David's life, with all its highs and lows, offers us a model of a faith that perseveres through adversity. As we reflect on David's story, we find poignant lessons on the dangers of power and the importance of accountability. David's story teaches us that no one is immune to temptation, and even the mightiest can fall. Yet, it also shows the power of repentance and the possibility of redemption. Let's take these lessons to heart, striving to live lives of integrity and humility, remembering that true leadership requires not just strength, but also moral courage. The narrative of David and Bathsheba serves as a cautionary tale about the misuse of power and the consequences of sin. It reminds us that true leadership involves humility and accountability. David's willingness to acknowledge his sin and seek God's forgiveness is a powerful example of repentance. In our own lives, we must recognize our mistakes, seek reconciliation, and strive to live in a way that honors God. The lessons from David's story are timeless and applicable to all generations, encouraging us to pursue righteousness and justice. Thank you for joining us in this exploration of one of the most challenging episodes in the life of King David. If this story touched you, please like, share your thoughts in the comments, and subscribe for more biblical insights. Let us learn from David's mistakes and seek to emulate his repentance and devotion to God. Until next time, keep seeking the truth in Scripture and applying its timeless lessons in your life.